Penguin Random House Audio presents This Is Why You Dream. What Your Sleeping Brain Reveals About Your Waking Life. Written and read for you by Rahul Jandial.
To Dad, for teaching me how to think. Introduction. A Nightly Dose of Wonder. I've spent my life immersed in the brain. As a dual-trained MD, PhD neurosurgeon, and neuroscientist, I perform surgery on patients with cancers and other illnesses. I also run a research laboratory. It is impossible to spend so much time treating and studying the brain without being in awe of it. The more I learn, the more I'm captivated, infatuated even. With billions of neurons and trillions of connections between them, the brain is infinitely complex. But in my own ongoing journey of discovery, one feature of the mind captures my attention like no other: dreaming. For many years, I have searched for answers to the essential questions. Why do we dream? How do we dream? And perhaps most importantly, what do dreams mean? In that, I have abundant company. Dreams have always been a source of mystery. They've captured the attention of humanity's thinkers, from the ancient Egyptians and Aristotle to Charles Dickens and Maya Angelou, from director Christopher Nolan and activist Nelson Mandela to the slain Brooklyn rapper Notorious B.I.G. They inspire invention and art, medicine and psychology, religion and philosophy. They've been seen as omens, messages from the gods and from our subconscious, from the soul and the self, from angels and demons. They have changed the course of individual lives and the course of the world, spurring marriage proposals and business deals, inspiring song lyrics and scientific breakthroughs, triggering military invasions and mental breakdowns. Dreams captivate, scare, arouse, and inspire us because they are both so real and so surreal. We are simultaneously creators of our dreams and helpless participants in our strange creations. Dreams emerge from us but seem somehow apart from us, home movies we have conjured that do not follow the laws of time or nature, both intimate and out of our control. As the British poet Lord Byron wrote, "Sleep hath its own world and a wide realm of wild reality, and dreams in their development have breath and tears and tortures and the touch of joy. They leave a weight upon our waking thoughts. They take a weight off our waking toils." Given the disjointed and illogical nature of dreams, it may be hard to grasp how the imagined tears, tortures, and joys of your dreams reveal much about you. Over time, however, they paint a vivid picture of how we see ourselves and the world. They illuminate our nature, our interests, our deepest concerns. In this way, we are uniquely our dreams, and our dreams are uniquely us. Although the creation of dreams may seem mysterious, their source is anything but. The brain reverberates with electricity, waves of current moving across the brain every moment we're alive. Dreams are a product of normal brain electrophysiology and an extraordinary transformation that occurs in the brain each night when we sleep, following the circadian rhythms, the day and night cycles, that biologically govern all life. Dreaming should by no means be dismissed just because it occurs while you're asleep or lacks the logic that guides you during waking hours. Dreams are a different form of thinking. It's their very wildness that gives them the potential to be transformative. Great leaps in art, design, and fashion are built on the type of divergent thinking that comes naturally in dreaming, and it is culture, language, and creativity that has allowed humans to flourish far beyond our physical evolution. Dreaming is at the heart of all of this. Today, the word dream means many things: ambition, an ideal, a fantasy, and the vivid narratives generated during sleep. Neuroscience is showing that the boundaries between sleep and waking are not so clean after all. Dreams can help you solve a problem, learn a musical instrument, a language, or a dance move, practice a sport, give you clues about your health, and make predictions about the future. Dreams can be spiritually enriching. Forgotten dreams can still shape your mind and influence your day. You can learn to remember dreams, prime their content, and even control them during something called lucid dreaming. Most importantly, dreams can offer the greatest gift, that of self-knowledge. By interpreting your dreams, you can make sense of your experience and explore your emotional life in new and profound ways. Dreams are an elusive form of cognition. Because we experience them alone, closed off from the world, a subjective experience for an audience of one, much about dreams is likely beyond the realm of experimental testing or scientific proof. In this book, I've done my best to capture the current state and breadth of knowledge about dreams and dreaming, while noting uncertainties in the research and disagreements among researchers. The book also includes theories I've developed based on the latest research and my own knowledge of the brain. Ultimately, this book is my synthesis of information from disparate disciplines. It is the product of intense effort and even greater humility. Before we begin, consider for a moment the magic of dreaming. When we dream, we transcend our physical selves. We're no longer aware that we're lying in bed or even lying down at all. Our eyes are closed, but we can see. Our body is still, but we can walk, run, drive a car, fly. We are silent, but we can hold conversations with people we know and love, alive or dead, and people we've never met. We exist in the present, but we can travel back in time or forward into the future. We are in a single spot, but can transport ourselves to places we haven't been to in years, or places that exist only in our imaginations. We are in a world completely of our own making, and it has the potential to be transcendent. Dreams are our nightly dose of wonder. 1. We have evolved to dream. In the operating theater during a procedure called awake brain surgery, I use a pen-like device to apply tiny amounts of electricity directly onto a patient's brain. Exposed, the undulating surface of the brain is shimmering and opalescent, punctuated with arteries and veins. The patient is conscious and alert, yet feels no pain because the brain has no pain receptors. But the electricity has an effect. Every brain is unique, and some spots I touch come alive. Touch one spot, and the patient reports a childhood memory. Touch another, and the patient smells lemon. Touch a third, and the patient feels sadness, embarrassment, or even desire. The purpose of awake brain surgery is to find the precise locations where the flicker of electricity produces nothing. These are the spots where it's safe to cut through the surface tissue to reach the tumor below. When a micro jolt of electricity produces no response, I know dissecting will not result in any functional damage. While methodically stimulating the outermost layer, the cerebral cortex, a few millimeters at a time during awake brain surgeries, I have sparked bizarre and profound experiences in patients. Sometimes they are so powerful the patient asks me to stop, and I must pause the surgery. Though the cerebral cortex is less than a fifth of an inch thick, it carries much of what makes us who we are: language, perception, memory, thought. The tiny buzz of electricity can make patients hear sounds, recall traumatic events, experience profound emotion, even dream. In fact, nightmares can be triggered by electrical stimulation. Remove the probe's current from a certain ridge on the surface of the brain, and the nightmare ends. Return the electricity to the same spot, and the exact nightmare returns. Recurrent nightmares are now understood to be self-sustaining loops of neuronal electrical activity that replay the experience of terror. In this incontestable way, my craft has answered one of humanity's original questions: where do dreams come from? I can say with certainty that dreams arise from our brains, and specifically our brain's electrical activity. This basic understanding of the true origin of dreams had long eluded us. For much of human history, dreams were messages from gods or demons or our ancestors, or information gleaned as the soul ventured out in the night. The last place one could imagine dreams coming from was the seemingly inactive flesh in our skulls. The mind during sleep was thought to be dormant, a passive vessel and dreams were not.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?